Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Creator of the stars of night, thy people's everlasting light. O Christ, Redeemer, save us all, and hear thy servants when they call. And our verse for tonight, at whose dread name majestic now, all knees must bend, all hearts must bow. All things celestial thee shall own, and things terrestrial, Lord, alone. Our focus tonight is Jesus as the Prince of Peace. Jesus is a Prince of Peace in a world of war and turmoil and discontent and stress. People look for peace outside of themselves, people look for peace inside of themselves, and they can't find it. Why is it that we as Christians have joy, peace, hope, and contentment in the middle of a world of turmoil? Because as we hear in Isaiah 9 and in the gospel lesson, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the source of peace. To have Christ by faith is to have peace in all circumstances. To not have Jesus is to have no peace at all. So all things celestial in the heavens, all things terrestrial here on earth, rejoice in Jesus, who is alone the Prince of Peace. May he give you peace this night. Whatever this day has been, may you go to sleep tonight in peace. How do we have that peace? We just sang in a hymn, Jesus' name is majestic. Knees will bend, hearts will bow before him. The celestial angels praise his name, and men in the terrestrial plane on earth praise his name alone. Isaiah explains why Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus' way was glorious. He was a great light for the dark nations. He was joy and gladness, and this is why. Jesus is God and man in the same person. Isaiah says he will be called a child and a son, and he was indeed a child and a son. He was a child born of the Virgin Mary. He was a child who shares our flesh and blood and was a son who at Christmas would be laid in a manger and his glory proclaimed by humble shepherds. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, gives us peace because he shares our flesh and blood. He knows what our lives are like. There is much good, there is much bad. There is much joy, there is much sorrow. We have the good with the bad. We have the aches and pains of this life. Jesus shares our flesh and blood. He can be the Prince of Peace because he still now in heaven, in his glorified state, shares our flesh and blood as the child, as the son who was born. The government was upon his shoulders, which means he lived under the law of God, kept the law perfectly for us as the son of Mary who had a stepfather, Joseph. The government was upon his shoulders. He kept the law perfectly for us. But there's more. He was also God. The wonderful counselor, the Holy Spirit, the mighty God and the everlasting Father, and Jesus, the Prince of Peace, upon whom has been placed the throne of his father David, the true royal throne of David, is fulfilled in Christ. The nation of Israel no longer has kings like it did in the past. Jesus is the true king for Israel and for all the Gentile nations. Jesus is the Prince of Peace because he shares our flesh and blood, and he is the Prince of Peace from heaven, true God, along with the everlasting Father and the wonderful Counselor, the Holy Spirit. If he is the Prince of Peace, the question for you and me then is, how do I have peace in me? How do you have peace in you? And from Luke 1, we get the answer. Our spirit rejoices in God our Savior, who is the Prince of Peace. You see, peace is found in looking outside of yourself to Jesus. And when you look at him, with Elizabeth and Mary, your spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Isaiah foretold this night that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. But Luke chapter 1, if you listen closely, records two events. This is the visitation of Mary and Elizabeth in the hill country. And you heard Mary speak the Magnificat, which we are about to sing. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, had just recently been conceived in the womb of Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. But her older relative, Elizabeth, was 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. As soon as Mary conceives as a virgin, she leaves Judea and goes up. She leaves the area of Nazareth, Galilee, and goes up to Judea into the hill country down by Jerusalem to see Elizabeth because she had heard that this old woman, Elizabeth, had conceived. And Elizabeth had in her womb the 6-month-old baby John the Baptist. And when Mary and Elizabeth greeted one another, John the Baptist leapt in the womb of Elizabeth because Jesus was in the womb of Mary. This was the visitation. And by the way, it's fascinating when you think about this. I thought of this week, that John the Baptist and Jesus spent the 6 months together when they were still in their mother's womb. Mary spent an entire 3 months with Elizabeth. In other words, she stayed with Elizabeth until Elizabeth gave birth to Zechariah, and then Mary, 3 months pregnant, returned back to Nazareth. During this time, Mary and Elizabeth were together, and so were John and Jesus inside their mother's womb. They rejoiced that their Savior was inside Mary. This is the wonder of the incarnation. God was in the womb of Mary. And when Mary spoke the words of the Magnificat that we're just about to sing, she is proclaiming that this Jesus in her womb of the seed of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Judah and of the royal line of David and Mary and then his stepfather Joseph. This was the Messiah in her womb. And so Mary says of the baby in her womb, "This is my Lord, my God and Savior. The Mighty One is in my womb. And he has lifted up the humble and given the hungry good things to eat." It is in this babe in her womb and in Jesus, the Prince of Peace, that you can have peace this night. Yes, as we leave here, there's still going to be wars and turmoil and discontent and stress. But look to Jesus. In him you have joy and peace and contentment. At whose dread name majestic now, all knees must bend, all hearts must bow, all things celestial these shall own, and things terrestrial, Lord alone. May Jesus, the Prince of Peace, give you his peace this night. Amen.